Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Brian Lehrer. This is my Daily Politics Podcast from WNYC Studios. It's Thursday, December 31st. Today we have a special treat for you as one of our last shows of the year. It's none other than historian Kenneth C. Davis with an end-of-year news and history quiz, prizes included, which we'll tell you about in a minute. Ken's classic book, Don't Know Much About History, has just been reissued in a 30th anniversary edition. If you're not already a history buff, the book's Q&A format will get you reading history for fun for the first time. And even if you're already into American history, you'll probably learn a lot from the way Ken frames things up. And Ken has constructed a news and history quiz for us in a few relevant categories that tie yesterday to today, categories including one-term presidents and inaugurations and pardons and a few other things, as well as some general U.S. history questions and more. And here's how it'll work. Each caller will get three questions. Get two out of the three right, and we'll send you a copy of Don't Know Much About History, and for good measure, a Brian Lehrer Show remote learning mug. The book and the mug for getting two out of three right. Ken, thanks so much for doing this with us and writing all these quiz questions. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. It's a great pleasure to be with you. And, you know, teachers used to say, pop quiz, clear off your desks. Now they say, put away your phones.
I see we have a 13-year-old calling in to try their hand at the quiz. So let's take Ames in Hoboken next. Ames, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for having me on. And I just want to say thank you for helping my family and I through the pandemic. We love your show.
Well, that's so sweet of you to say. Where do you go to school?
I go to school. It's called the Hudson School in Hoboken.
Uh-huh. Great. Well, you ready for a little news and history quiz here?
Yeah.
Okay, Ames, if you get two out of three right, then we'll send you a Brian Lehrer Show remote learning mug. You're probably sick of remote learning, but we'll send you a mug anyway and a copy of Ken's book. Ken, what have you got for Ames?
Okay, we're moving on to the inaugural portion of the quiz. So we have to start with the first inaugural. Where did George Washington take the first presidential oath of office?
Would it be New York City?
It would be New York City. Very good. It was, course, at what is now called Federal Hall, right down by Wall Street. And there's a prominent statue of George Washington right there. And that New York was temporarily the first capital of the United States of America in a building that later became City Hall and a very, very significant piece of history down there. All right. So now that we asked that, this is also drawn straight from the immigration quiz. What is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Thank you. You know, I wanted to make sure. Okay. So that's two, Brian.
That's two, right? And
yay!
There's the fanfare for two, right? You win a remote learning mug and a copy of Don't Know Much About History by Kenneth C. Davis. Ames, that was awesome. And you want to take a third question just for fun, just to see if you can hit it out of the park?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ken, you got one more.
Is
our topic is inaugurations now or no?
I'm going to move away from that just because of we should mix it up a little bit and bring some current events in here. But in what year did the worst pandemic in American history begin? In what year did the worst pandemic in American history begin?
2020.
I knew that was a trick question. It's not 2020. The answer, Ken, is?
The answer is 1918. And of course, I'm talking about the Spanish influenza or the Great Influenza,
right,
which began in 1918 while the United States was involved in World War I. That was subject of another book we've talked about, Brian, More Deadly Than War, The Hidden History of the Spanish Flu in the First World War.
Another of Ken's books. Well, Ames, you still got two in a row, right? So you still get a copy of Ken's book, Don't Know Much About History, and a Brian Lehrer Show remote learning mug. And also, you get bragging rights for your Zoom virtual New Year's Eve party. You can tell your friends you're a Brian Larochelle news and history scholar. Okay? Ames, thanks a lot. We're going to put you on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're going to put you on hold and take your mailing address so we can send you that stuff. Neil in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Neil.
Good morning, Brian. Ken, I hope these have been tough questions. I'm going to do my best.
Ken, what you got for Neil?
Okay, we'll throw out a softball then for starters. What current holiday was first called Armistice Day?
Oh, that would be Veterans Day.
That's correct. November 11th, the 11th day of the 11th month at the 11th hour. That was the end of World War I, at least the shooting part of World War I. It became a national holiday in the United States very soon after, known as Armistice Day. And eventually was changed to Veterans Day to honor the veterans of all America's wars, living and dead. Okay, back to inaugurals. Who said, at his inaugural, "We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies."
We are not enemies, but friends?
We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies.
Was it a first inaugural or a second inaugural?
Well, it is a first inaugural.
Okay, first inaugural. That sounds like it would be Abraham Lincoln at fearing the Civil War.
That is exactly right. Of course, Lincoln is inaugurated in March of 1861, and within a month, the war had begun. This is considered by many, including me, among the two or three best inaugural speeches in history. That's one of many, many memorable lines in Lincoln's first inaugural.
And while I'm not...
That's two in a row, right? Neil, you win a copy of Don't Know Much About History and a Brian Larochelle Remote Learning Mug. Congratulations. Hang on. We'll take your mailing address off the air. And let's go on to James in L.A. James, you're on WNYC. Hi, James. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Good morning.
Ken, what you got for James?
Okay, we mentioned the first capital and the current capital. What was the nation's second capital city?
I will hazard a guess of Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is a good guess. Very good. Washington was inaugurated for the first time in New York. The capital then moved to Philadelphia in 1790 and would remain there until Washington, D.C. became the capital later on. So
it just keeps heading south, huh? Maybe by next century it'll be in Orlando.
Of course, if you've seen Hamilton, the location of Washington, D.C. is a significant aspect of that play. Which president invited a poet to recite at the inaugural for the first time? It's been happened many times since then. Which president was the first to invite a poet to read at the inaugural?
For some reason, I'm wanting to, I'll say Kennedy.
Kennedy's a very good guess. John F. Kennedy in 1961. For extra credit, who was the poet?
E.B. White.
No, but that wasn't a real question. It was Robert Frost, certainly
yeah.
The most famous poet of the day. And Frost was there to read a poem that he had written for the occasion. It snowed the day before, and then the sun was out. He couldn't read the poem because of the glare of the sun, so he actually recited one of his own poems from memory and later gave Mrs. Kennedy the poem he had written for JFK.
That's
but
right.
that was just a follow-up. That wasn't really the third question.
The trumpets sing because James got two in a row with Philadelphia and JFK. James, we're going to put you on hold and take your mailing address. Congratulations. We gave away a good number of copies of your new 30th anniversary edition of Don't Know Much About History and the Brian Larochelle Remote Learning Mugs. We've got a lot of people not only steeped in the news, but steeped in history. out there in the audience, participants and curious people and people with all kinds of smarts who like to root around in the truth, which sometimes is hard these days, but there is truth in history. Ken, thank you for all your work. Thank you for sharing your book with us. Congratulations on the 30th anniversary of Don't Know Much About History, that edition of the book. And thank you for making up all these quiz questions. You really did all the work for this show, and we really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer, a Daily Politics podcast, is an excerpt from my live daily radio show, The Brian Lehrer Show, on WNYC Radio, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, if you want to listen live at WNYC.org. Thanks for listening today. Talk to you next time.